died, the whole family paid a price. Do we know what it is to pay a price? Do we? So this is where the church has always been at its strongest, at the edge, where people say there is no life, and the church says, yes, there is. Christ always brings new life from the dead. That's how powerful this faith is. So I've asked Zumbu, who at the time was, how old were you when you first arrived?
I was 7 years old.
7 years old. The family was banished into exile in the late 80s, early 90s, and ended up here in the Bay Area, and peace became a spiritual home for them in exile for several years. So, delighted to have you back.
Thank you.
And you'll get to learn more from her and her mother, both during the service and at our forum after worship today. You have to speak closely into the mic. She will first share the lesson for today from Philippians, and then a few comments of her own, please.
Thank you, Pastor Steve, and to Peace Lutheran Church for having my mother and I here. We feel honored. We've had a long-standing partnership and relationship with Pastor Steve, his family, and Peace Lutheran Church. So I'm happy. I was last back in the United States in 2011. Now it's 2023, so thank you so much. This is a beautiful reunion. Thank you for hosting us. Mm. Yes. I'm going to first start by reading Philippians 3, verses 8 to 14. Yes, I will go further because of the supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I count everything else as loss. For him, I have accepted the loss of all other things and look on them all as filth, if only I can gain Christ and be given a place in him. With the uprightness I have gained not from the law, but through faith in Christ, an uprightness from God based on faith, that I may come to know him and the power of his resurrection and partake of his sufferings by being molded to the pattern of his death, striving towards the goal of resurrection from the dead. Not that I have secured it already, not yet reached my goal, but I'm still pursuing it in the attempt to take hold of the prize for which Jesus Christ took hold of me. Brothers, I do not reckon myself as having taken hold of it. I can only say that forgetting all that lies behind me and straining forward to what lies in front, I am racing towards the finishing point to win the prize of God's heavenly call in Jesus Christ. Thank you. Good morning. It's good to see all of you this morning. As Pastor Steve indicated, I first moved to the Bay Area with my two siblings and my parents in 1987. My parents were outspoken critics of the apartheid government at the time, and they did pay a price for that, for being outspoken. My father was a pastor and a dean of Deborah Lavua Circuit, and he used his position, his public platform, to speak out against apartheid. My mother also was very outspoken, and she also paid a price for it because we had to flee to exile. Because my dad was incarcerated a number of times, my mom was constantly being stopped at roadblocks by the security police and being harassed and bullied. So we came here to the United States, and that's when, you know, our life was transformed forever. I just want to indicate that around the time we moved here to the United States, we built a relationship with Peace Lutheran Church, led by Pastor Steve Harms. That relationship we hold very dear to our heart, because Pastor Steve and the congregation were there for us when it was not fashionable to be associated or affiliated with our family, because my parents had been labeled terrorists because they were critiquing the apartheid government and spreading word that there's a lot of human rights abuses happening in South Africa, particularly targeting people of color. And we felt grateful that despite that, Pastor Steve extended a hand to us. He wanted to affiliate himself with us, form partnership with the Ramondo Parish, which was very unusual and uncommon at that time for a congregation which is predominantly white to want to affiliate itself with a South African parish, which is constituted primarily of black people. And the thing that touched us the most about Peace Lutheran was that they wanted to form a partnership with our congregation on equal terms. They never treated us in a patronizing way. They never looked down upon us. They looked at us as brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think that is what has sustained our relationship for such a long period of time. Because one thing I've never felt when we're with Pastor Steve, with his family, with the congregants, is we've never felt patronized or looked down upon. They're always willing to hear our points of views, welcome our inputs. You know, we are on equal ground, and that's how partnerships should be. That's how Christ wants us to relate to each other. There mustn't be hierarchy. You know, we should see each other as equals, because we are here to further the kingdom of God. We might look different, we might speak with different accents, dialects, have different skin tones, but at the end of the day, our faith needs to be what should be the main priority. And in fact, one thing we really appreciated about Peace Lutheran was that they were very interested in learning more about our culture, more about where we come from. And they saw the benefits of cultural exchange. That's why Peace Lutheran members have come to South Africa, you know, and gotten to step on South African soil and engage with the people and eat, you know, South African food. Because for one to truly immerse themselves in someone's culture, it's important to walk, you know, to engage, to befriend, see where we live, you know, see how our day-to-day life is like. You know, that makes a huge difference, because you end up not stereotyping people who look different from you. You know what I'm saying? You don't treat them like a stereotype or a preconception. You see them as a fellow human being and realize how enriching it is, you know, to engage with people who don't live in the same environment as you on a day-to-day basis. And I can likewise say that our moving to the United States, living here for 7 years, I found it extremely culturally enriching, because I learned a language, English, which became my second language. I engaged with people from different walks of life who spoke differently from me. And I now realize how enriching it is to travel, you know, and to get to know other cultures and speak to other people. You know what I'm saying? It makes life so much more interesting, so much more fun, so much more exciting, you know? So I want to just express gratitude that we are still here 30 years down the line after having met. I came here when I was, you know, pre-adolescent. Now I'm in my mid-40s, you know? And to see that our relationship has only become richer, spiritually richer. We're still engaging as brothers and sisters. This is the way Christ wanted things to be, you know. And this is what servant leadership is about. And I think that's why Pastor Steve has always been my mentor, you know, because he shows a servant style leadership. For him, leadership is not being top down and patronizing, but it's about humbling himself, you know, mingling with people on the ground, treating people as equals. And I've always believed that the greatest sermon ever preached is the way one lives their life. You see, as much as I might not have expressed it to him, but I have seen it from the time I was a small child. Your humility truly has touched me, my family, and we've learned a lot from it, you know, and that's why we admire you and your family so much, you know what I'm saying? And we've always had wonderful times when you and the congregation come to see us in South Africa, and people think very highly of this congregation because they say, wow, these are people who actually, you know, humble themselves, you know what I'm saying, and treat us as friends and family. And those are things that should never be underestimated, you know what I'm saying? It's something that should be celebrated. Now, let me speak a little bit about South Africa post-democracy. I'm sure you're interested to know a little bit. Yes, we've made many strides in, you know, achieving democracy. South Africa has gone from strength to strength economically. Now that we have laws that protect people's social, political, economic rights, it has created a more democratic atmosphere. Because during apartheid, it was a very totalitarian style of leadership. People were not perceived as equals. So our ruling party, the African National Congress, has done a lot to create a very progressive democratic state. We've got one of the most forward-looking constitutions, very progressive. It's realized the rights of, you know, homosexuals. It's afforded women recognition, education, things that they were previously deprived of. It's introduced broad-based Black economic empowerment. There were many economic barriers during apartheid put in place to ensure that people of color did not progress. So our new constitution has done a lot to ensure that we have an equal level playing field for every citizen of our country. Our country is very culturally and ethnically diverse. We've got Black people, white people, Indian people, colored, what would be referred to as mixed people here in the United States. So it's a beautiful, we're referred to as the Rainbow Nation. As any other democracy, we're not perfect. There are shortcomings. Implementation of policies is one of the challenges we face. You get certain corrupt bad apples who are put into leadership positions. Our current president, Cyril Ramaphosa, who was a struggle veteran, has taken a lot of steps to remedy the corruption. He's gotten rid of some bad apples, you know what I'm saying? As a struggle veteran, he has realized the importance of rooting out corruption to make South Africa a world-class economy. Another challenge that we face in South Africa is gender-based violence. Coming from a system of apartheid, conflicts were resolved through violence. And so that kind of culture, it's still there, you know, and our current president is doing a lot to remedy it. We have 16 days of activism against gender violence every single year to raise awareness about the abuses taking place against women. So and our current president is also putting in more policies to ensure that protections for women, you know, are not only enforced, but they're taken seriously, and it also changes that subculture of dehumanizing women, you know? So, yeah, we still have a ways to go, but I'm very happy about the strides that our new government has taken to make sure that, you know, South Africa is going in the right direction. So last but not least, I'm just going to say thank you for the partnership, the ongoing partnership that your church, Peace Lutheran, has with our congregation. We embrace you, Peace Lutheran, and we celebrate this friendship, this relationship. We pray that it may continue, and continue with the humility and the kindness and the compassion that you've shown us. We don't take this relationship for granted at all. We're very proud, you know, to be affiliated with you. Thank you so much. I've learned a lot from this congregation and from the kindness. You know, here's one thing I learned as a young child, is that when someone does something kind for you, you know, when someone goes out of their way to ensure that you are welcome into a new community, never take it for granted, you know. It's important to show gratitude for the people who were there for you when it was not fashionable to be there for you. We came here being considered terrorists, our family and us, but we were embraced like brothers and sisters, and we will never forget that. You know, sometimes people think when you're a small child, you don't notice those things. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. We won't forget the times when Pastor Harms and his wife had us kids over. We would play with their kids. You know what I'm saying? And they felt like our brothers and sisters. We couldn't even sense the color difference because it didn't matter, you know? And that kind of role modeling comes from the parents. You know what I'm saying? It's the way you bring your children up. If you teach them to love, you know, and to not focus on petty things like color or ethnicity, those kids grow up learning to love and embrace people from different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? So, and they used to babysit us because my parents, when we arrived here, they started studying. Peace Lutheran made sure that we were assisted education-wise, rent-wise, you know? And those are things you don't forget. You don't take them for granted. So I'm here to say, on behalf of the Farisani family, thank you so much for all that you've done for our family. The level of my gratitude, I can't even express it. Words don't do justice. But I just wanted you to know that we thank you so much, and we value this friendship. And, yeah, we look forward to many more years of this friendship. We look forward to you guys coming back to South Africa, you know, and yeah. Thank you so much for giving me this platform.